I'll never forget that phone call. It came in on a Monday morning after a long Thanksgiving weekend 3 years ago. I was in my office down at the Catholic Center meeting with one of our directors when the phone rang, and the man on the other end spoke with a very heavy French accent. He identified himself as Archbishop Christophe Pierre. Now, Archbishop Pierre is the Vatican ambassador to the United States. He's Pope Francis's representative here in Washington, D.C. He said to me, "Monseigneur Parker, I'm calling you with good news, great news for you and for our church. Pope Francis has chosen you to be a bishop." Well, so much for small talk. In response from me, he got absolutely nothing but a stunned silence, and I'm sure he's probably encountered that reaction when making such calls before. And then after a moment or two, he asked me the question that the church requires him to ask. Do you accept? Do you accept? Now, I didn't know then, and probably still don't, know the full implications of saying yes, but what I did know was that doing so would certainly change my life forever. Now, after I reflected on that conversation, after the shock wore off a little bit, I couldn't help but think about how Jesus chose his 12 apostles. You know, the Bible doesn't really tell us all that much about how he chose them or why he picked that particular group of 12. After all, they were pretty simple, ordinary men, and I took some comfort in that fact. But he must have seen something in them. We don't know what. Somehow he knew that they possessed a quality that would ultimately enable them to fulfill the mission that he would eventually give them, the mission to go make disciples. Today, Jesus is choosing you. He wants you to be one of his disciples. He wants to give you the gifts of the Holy Spirit just like he gave it to his apostles. So, do you accept? By showing up here today, you're saying, "Yes, I am willing. Yes, I want to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I want to be a disciple." You're saying, not only is he choosing me, but I am choosing him. In other words, you're making a commitment. You're making a commitment to belong to Jesus and to his church. You are giving your word that you are willing to accept the challenge, the incredible challenge of living as a Roman Catholic disciple of Jesus Christ. So, are you a person of your word? Time will tell. But if you faithfully live out the commitment that you're making today, it will have gigantic consequences, wonderful consequences for you, for our church, and for our world. What are they? Let's start with you. You know, you have a lot of choices to make in life. Everything from what you're going to do this weekend to where you're going to go to college to what will be your career. Many choices to make. But what your yes to the Lord today boils down to is this choice. How do you want to live as a Christian disciple? What's that going to look like? Well, first of all, remember this. In the sacrament that you're receiving today, not only are you making a commitment to the Lord, but the Lord is making a commitment to you by empowering you with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So when it comes to choosing how you're going to live as a Christian disciple, I think especially of the Holy Spirit's gift of counsel. Counsel functions sort of like a spiritual instinct. It helps us to make good decisions, right decisions, especially in difficult situations. I also think of the Spirit's gifts of wisdom and understanding and knowledge. These gifts help us to understand the teachings of Jesus and, insofar as humanly possible, to see things as God sees them. These gifts can help us choose how to live as a Christian disciple. Simply put, these gifts will bring about a change in you. By receiving this sacrament today, you are acknowledging that you are going to be a different person than you were before, marked forever by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and also aspiring to become like those people whose faith you admire. So whose faith do you admire? Well, you don't have to look very far, because one of them is sitting right next to you. It's your confirmation sponsor. You've chosen this person because for you, in some way, this person is living out the qualities of Christian discipleship. You have chosen this person because in some way, you want to be like them. That means that you are willing, that you are open to being changed by them. Allow their example and the Holy Spirit's gifts to shape you into the person Jesus is calling you to be. In addition to the impact on you, the commitment that you're making today also has great consequences for our church. These are difficult times for the Catholic Church. You know it, and I know it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. But the fact of the matter is, we need you to help make it better. And by your being here today, by your standing up and saying, "I want to be confirmed," you're saying, "Bishop, I know that there are challenges, but I want to be part of the solution. I want to be part of this church so that I can help to reform it and grow it." That's what you're telling me today. That's what you're telling your sponsors, your parents, and the entire Roman Catholic Church community. And we're taking you as a person of your word. And I say, thank you, because we need you. There is plenty of room to renew and grow our church. The question is, how will you be part of that? Every one of us has a role to play. Each one of you has unique gifts and insights that can contribute to building up our church. What our church needs most right now are witnesses, real witnesses, people who live in such a way that their relationship with Jesus Christ is obvious to everyone. Remember that the gifts of the Holy Spirit you're receiving today make you true witnesses. And as true witnesses of Christ, you are more strictly bound to spread and defend our Catholic faith by word and example. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, how can I spread the faith? How can I teach others? What do I really know? My friends, you've heard it said before, it's not what you know, it's who you know, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. He wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to know him. He wants us to talk about him with other people. And that's how we make disciples and grow our church. Think about the apostles. When Jesus was ascending to heaven, he told his apostles to go make disciples. At first, they were terrified, and they didn't think they could do it. And seeing their fear, Jesus promised to send them something that would enable them to do it. He promised to send them the Holy Spirit, which he did just a few short days later at Pentecost. The very same Holy Spirit you're receiving today. Once they received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, nothing could stop them from proclaiming their faith in Jesus Christ. Nothing could stop them from making disciples. And the reason that the Catholic Church has grown to over 1 billion members is because for the last 2,000 years, disciples of Jesus Christ have been willing to make the very commitment that you are making today. Your commitment has enormous consequences for our church. It also has tremendous consequences for our world. You know, living as a real Christian disciple stands in stark contrast to what our world otherwise says is important. The world may try to tell you that Christian values just aren't important anymore, or worse yet, that they're wrong. You'll likely face intense pressure to leave your faith behind, or maybe even to leave the church altogether. This is where I think of the Holy Spirit's gift of fortitude. Fortitude is identified with courage. It's the gift that enables us to stand up for what is right in the sight of God, not the world, even if that means enduring mocking and rejection. In this sacrament, you're not just confirming that you're a Catholic. You're saying that you're going to live as a Catholic, not only when you're in church, not only when it's easy, but always. Candidates for confirmation, I think by now it's clear that this ceremony is not an award ceremony. This is not a celebration of what you have already accomplished. Now, sure, you've done your preparation sessions and you've done your service projects, and we rightly congratulate you for that. But this celebration is about your commitment to your future as Roman Catholic disciples of Jesus Christ. Today I stand before you as an ambassador. Not a Vatican ambassador, but an ambassador of Jesus. I'm here to give you the good news, the great news for you and for our church. Jesus has chosen you to be a disciple. Do you accept? If so, I can't promise what your life will be, but I know that your yes, fully lived out, will forever change you, our church, and our world.